Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think that the opportunity here is to maybe experience AI a little bit, whether it's understanding that there's a good possibility that Tristan Casas basically put this through AI and that's what came out, or if we said to AI, what did Tristan Casas mean by this, and it'll give us some sort of answer. Because the human brain can't get around what he had, what he wrote here. I mean, my guess is that he's this whole idea of signing Pete Alonso and not even mentioning Tristan Casas in off-season sort of situations. Maybe that was it. Don't count me out. But that was a very convoluted "don't count me out" Instagram post.
Yeah, it was.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
I told you Brad Faux would be able to translate that.
Yeah, I think he nailed it.
Convoluted, don't count me out.
And?
But now I think everybody's counting him out. Nobody really wants that guy.
And he's in his feelings a little bit.
Sure.
That the Red Sox might be signing Pete Alonso.
I hope they sign Pete
Alonso. I like that angle to it. And I'll be honest, our social media, I don't know if that was Brian, our social media played that up a little bit more than Rob said in that answer. But yeah, is Casas in his feelings? Clearly.
Yeah.
Is he in his feelings because
he gone?
Not only he gone, he know who the Red Sox are signing.
I don't think he knows who they're signing. I don't. I think it's more everybody is counting him out. Everybody. I think it's more of a response to that. I think nobody even includes him in like the 2025 Reds or 2026 Red Sox. So whatever your best case scenario is, right? Everybody's got one. I got this guy at first base. I got this guy at DH. They're going to make this signing, make this trade. I haven't seen a single like wish list projected lineup that has Tristan Casas in it.
No.
And I'm sure he's aware of that.
Do you even want him on the opening day? If he's here and he's not traded, do you even want him on the opening day roster? Or do you
No.
Do you want him in Worcester?
No, I don't need him. Yeah, I guess you'd want him hitting in Worcester and see if he can turn things around. Like, the only reason I would keep him,
I wouldn't have him on the big league roster, because if he's not starting, what's he doing?
No,
and
useless.
I don't want him starting at first. I'd have him in Worcester.
Yeah, I'd probably put him in Worcester, and I just think because his trade value is so incredibly low, they're like, what are you going to get for him? Unless it's one of these big-time trades, and he is part of that deal. And a team's like, we'll take the potential upside, include him, and then you're like, oh, no, we really can't part with him, but okay, here you
Fine.
Go. You can have him.
He might hit 40 homers.
But yeah, I'd be really disappointed if they didn't acquire a first baseman better than him and more somebody you can count on more so than him.
So that was Rob Bradford yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. It's hour number two of Jones and Keefe. I see Jackson is here. He's ready for the Jackson 5 coming up about
right.
A half an hour from now.
Yes.
Although I don't know if he has to meet with our legal team before we get that going.
Oh, that's true.
We also will go on the clock at high noon 1 hour from now. Keefe will make his foolish case against cloning.
It's the only case.
I will make the case for. So stay tuned for it. Just know Tom Brady's on my side. I stand with Tom Brady.
Yeah, you can have him.
You're apparently not a Brady guy.
I'm with everybody else.
I think you're not Tom Brady.
No.
In this argument.
I am fine with that.
Okay. 617-779-7937. I hope what Brad Foe mentioned there is Cassis is in his feelings because he knows they're about to sign Pete Alonso. They're about to sign Schwarber, which isn't a perfect one-for-one fit, DH more so than first base, but work with me on it. I hope it's that. I hope he knows he's getting phased out. Not just that he feels he's being left out or he's worried about getting traded or he's just a weirdo in general and posting his feelings online.
Yeah.
I hope it's because he knows what shoe is about to drop and that's a sign the Red Sox are doing something this offseason. But I would tell you that's wishful thinking.
I think it is because I also don't think like he would even know and he would probably, you know, hear some of the rumors and things like that. But I don't think
his his agent might know if his agent is like,
I guess depending on who he represents.
His agent is
right?
Like, hey, the Red Sox are shopping you and where would you like to go? And you might be going here and you might be going there. And he's like, well, why the hell are they trading me? And he's like, well, they might sign somebody big. Like, I think there's a way he could figure out through back channels.
Oh.
Breslow wouldn't sit him down and tell him, but there's a way he could find out through back channels. Never mind. Right. If he's represented by the same agent who represents another player and knows what dominoes are going to fall. So I wouldn't rule that out at all.
Okay. All right. So that would be pretty positive for me. I would take that. Yeah. He's just a guy that I know there's a lot of potential upside there. I mean, Craig Breslow, not that long ago, said 40-110. He's like a 40 home run guy, 110 RBI guy.
I would play that clip on a loop for whoever I'm trading him to.
Be like, you guys, you got to remember, he hit 24 home runs in 2023. And then since then, he's hit a total of 16 because he's never available. You know, we talk about Christian Gonzalez having the hamstring injury that kept him out for 2 months. Tristan Casas had a rib injury that kept him out for like 6 months.
I mean, a year. Yeah,
maybe even a year. Maybe still dealing with it for all we know. So part of it, maybe the guy does have buzzard's luck when it comes to injuries, but at the same time, you cannot rely on him at all. And so I think that'd be foolish. Like if you went into next season with him at first base, then I think you're just asking for trouble. You're asking for 2 months into the season being like, well, can Roman Gonzalez play over there or can Nick Sogard play over there? Like, Don't even make that a possibility. Just get somebody better than him right off the rip.
So I hope they're thinking big at that position. And listening to Brad Foe, I hope Cassis is posting it in his feelings.
Sure.
Is evidence of them thinking big at the position. 617-779-7937. You want to talk Red Sox, you can. Meanwhile, Tim Healy of the Boston Globe was on the MLB Network, Intentional Talk, one of their shows, with A.J. Pierzynski, whatever one that is.
Okay.
And he's on there talking about the Red Sox outfield, the glut they have in the outfield, and who could be going, who could be staying. I thought this was interesting.
I think a trade of an outfielder is very likely. And if you look at the outfielders the Red Sox have, Jarren Duran kind of feels like the odd man out more than the other guys. And it will depend on once the Red Sox start talking to other teams, who teams like and what they're willing to give up. And that will shape a lot of this because the Red Sox like Jarren Duran and they'd be happy to keep Jarren Duran if they can make the roster and the outfield work. So if some team wants to blow them out of the water for Willier or Abreu, sure, Roman Anthony can go play right field. But if somebody wants Jarren Duran, then Roman Anthony will play left. The wild card here is Rafaela, who is amazing at center field. Really streaky at the plate. So I don't think they'll trade Rafaela because as an elite defender alone, his contract is really team friendly. So, you know, I think they'll keep Rafaela. I can't completely rule out that he's the one traded, but, you know, with going with Roman Anthony, Sedan Rafaela, and then one of Duran and Abreu, that's a pretty good outfield.
So I think it's interesting that Tim Healy, and that was on foul territory, by the way.
Foul territory.
Correct, with A.J. Pierzynski.
All right.
I think it's interesting he kind of ran through all the names. Like, Roman Anthony's not going anywhere.
He's the one basically untradeable guy.
But he's like, Duran? Sure. Abreu in the right deal? Yeah. Rafaela? I don't think so, but somebody blows him away? Yeah. And I found that to be interesting. Like, they have an opportunity to shop any of those three guys around. And as much as Duran would be the one I would move first, if you're telling me Rafaela or Abreu is getting me a better pitcher in return, I'd do that.
Well, 100%. I think it's similar. Like when we talk about some of the guys in the minor league system, or if you gave a team a choice, you're like, hey, you can have Peyton Tolley or Connolly Early, right? Like you give them that choice. You're keeping one of them gets dealt away and could be like the centerpiece of a trade. same thing here. Jaren Duran's name has been brought up the most, like throughout the season, even at the deadline. It was like Jaren Duran, part of it is his contract. He's older than those other guys. He's also, you know, 2 years ago, he's like one of the best players in the league. Last year, he's kind of incredibly average. So I don't know how they project Duran going forward, but it was almost like a done deal. He'd be the obvious one to go. But if you're talking, let's go like pie in the sky, Tarek Skubal in Detroit. And they're like, we don't want Duran, but we do want Rafael.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that, see you later.
No, that like, level of deal. But I'm saying, like, even if it gets you a better pitcher, you know.
Joe Ryan. You want to go back to that one?
Yeah, not even that significant. You know, if it's just, we could trade Duran, but the market is lukewarm and it gets him out of here. And I think a lot of fans are just done with him and want to move on. And we both, even I, who had been pretty pro Jaren Duran throughout,
right.
We were both pro him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I was very pro Duran. Look at the Netflix special.
It's true. He was so bad to finish the year and so much worse in the Yankees series that even I was like, okay, I'm done.
He's like, if he's not even your leadoff hitter anymore.
But I guess I'm not really done if I'm like, well, if I can get more for Abreu or more for Rafaela, I'd move those guys. You would move Rafaela?
Yeah.
So me too. I just think if there's a significant difference in your return, and I'd order them that way. Duran first, Abreu second, Rafaela last. And Rafaela just won a gold glove. Abreu's won back-to-back gold gloves. Like, those guys are great defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But I would move whatever I get the best return for. I'm not sure all fans agree, and I'd be curious to hear from them on that. I think a lot of people are just done with Duran.
Yeah.
Take whatever you can get, and your outfield is Anthony, Rafaela, Abreu. I think that's where a lot of fans are at. I'd shop those other guys around, too, and see what I could get.
I definitely would. And maybe, like, where we would differ is, like, just how low down the starting pitcher ranks would you go and include Rafaela? Like, I might only include him in, like, a few. But, I would trade him.
Like you said, if it gets you Skubal, it gets you Ryan, you're doing that.
Yeah. Even Ryan, I guess maybe I'd have pause, but I guess if you do throw Rafaela in, then you have to give up less, right? Like, maybe you're not talking about any kind of, like, you know, Peyton Tolley type of thing. But I feel like on the team, really only Roman Anthony and Garrett Crochet are untradeable. Like every other player on the roster, including the minor league system, should be up for trade talk. And the outfield definitely could square itself away in a variety of ways. I think Roman Anthony probably ideally would be a left fielder, though. So maybe that kind of clears that. And so maybe another reason to include Duran. That might be your best defensive outfield that you can have. There's a chance. I know Rafael is very streaky, but it could also be your best hitting outfield that you could have. But if you're not really getting much in return, I'm not just dumping Jaren Duran for $7.7 million for some, like, nothing trade.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I fear the Red Sox might do that.
I know.
Save themselves a few bucks.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Rather Be Golfing in the Twitch chat says, guys, I tried to tell you to trade him, Duran, before the season at his peak. So meaning going into last year off an all-star season. That's fine. I just think the inverse of that take would be you wouldn't want to trade him now because he might be valueless compared to where he was at. So do you strike while the iron's hot with Rafaela or with Abreu, trade them while they're at their peak, hold on to Duran, let him recoup some trade value, and then see where that goes. If he's good for you, he's good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
If he's good for you, he's also a better trade chip. And so selling low on Duran really would be the opposite of what you were saying a year ago.
Yeah, true. I mean, you're not selling low like Tristan Casas low.
No.
It's not like he hasn't played. He just wasn't nearly as good as he was a year ago. Do you think either of those guys are on the big league roster? Those guys
Casas
being
Duran
and Casas on opening day.
That's not what I think.
Yeah, I don't think they're here either.
But
I think they're both gone.
Who's the more likely of the two?
To be here? Casas.
Duran.
Casas.
I'm going to go with Duran based on what Tim Healy said. Just
because
if they traded Abreu or Rafaela instead, Duran has a better way of getting here.
But what do you think is more likely, Duran being traded or them signing Pete Alonso?
I think they're both pretty likely.
Oh, you think Pete Alonso's likely?
I think Alonso's in play, yes.
Oh, he should be. See, this is last year all over again.
I know, but
Juan Soto. Are they in on Juan Soto?
But
no,
Alonso's
not.
Alonso's way closer to Bregman than Juan Soto.
He is.
And they signed Bregman. So to say they don't sign people is just not right.
But
couldn't
the Mets throw a ton of money at him, and then they're like, we don't want to match that?
They could. They didn't a year ago.
They signed Bregman to a one-year deal. Alonso's getting more than a one-year
Alonso
deal.
Alonso signed a one-year deal last year.
Yeah, but that was so he could cash in now.
That's what Bregman did. They did they're the same.
Yeah, but I guess I just don't have a lot of faith that they're definitely going to get Alonso because I think they're going to try to sign Bregman and then they're going to be like, look, we got Alex Bregman. And we're like, wow, you had him. And then they're going to maybe get a pitcher.
I wouldn't say definite, but Alonso's the kind of player they can sign. If there was another Juan Soto, not happening.
Well, no.
You know?
But, like, Schwarber should be legitimate. Alonso should be legitimate. I just think it's more likely that they try to free up an outfield spot and get something for Duran.
Even if they don't sign Alonso, yeah. we can debate how likely it is. Even if they don't sign Alonso, I don't think Casas is back. Even if they need a first baseman, they'll find something else. Casas won't be on the team,
yeah.
I don't think.
But it's also going to be like, you trade him for like a player to be named later, it's going to be a tough... It's gonna be tough. As much as everybody's down on him, it's like if you're just cutting him essentially, because I can't imagine the return is all that significant. I think what you have to do is you have to hide him in
a bigger
deal,
100%.
Because you're like, see, it helped us get player X. It helped. We wouldn't have gotten this guy if it wasn't.
You
for
might
him.
Be getting Joe Ryan either way, whether he's in it or not. But just tuck him into that deal.
Like, and that's
be
how
like,
we got him.
We had to do it. Yeah. And at least in case he goes and hits 35 home runs on a last place team somewhere,
like he got it done.
You save a little face. That would be smart of them. Not very smart as Cam Schlittler. You see this, Keith?
Oh, my God. I don't like this guy. Not a fan. I know he throws gas, so I, you know, congratulations to him. But he's obnoxious.
Well, he did this to himself. Like,
anytime you go to, like, the notes app and you write this really long, like, sad sack thing on, like, Twitter and Instagram, first off, I'm not going to read it.
I read it.
Okay.
But
can you sum it up to us?
I get you not
Sick
reading
brag,
it.
Bro.
I'm the man.
Thank you. I'm a reader. Yeah. Not books.
I'm a reader.
Not books. I mean, I couldn't tell
long
you last
tweets.
Time. Yeah, I couldn't tell you
tweets,
last time. But like a notes app tweet, I'll read that.
280 characters, I can read it.
Yeah. I'm not going to read a book.
No, but this is like...
I'm not going to read a long... Like, I don't read The Ringer. No. I'm not reading like thousands of words at a time, but a long tweet
good stuff
read.
In there.
Yeah, I'm a good reader.
Good Severance episode breakdowns?
Well, I do read those.
That's
actually.
Probably the last thing I have read.
Yeah. But no, Cam Schlittler, and when I say he did this to himself, people shouldn't, and I don't know if this is happening or not, he claims this is happening, people shouldn't be like berating his family and sending horrible DMs to his family.
Yeah, some of this stuff should be obvious, but I guess.
I really haven't even seen that. I've just seen people being like, hey, you know, you guys aren't from Boston, stuff
You're not
like
from
that.
Boston.
You're not Red Sox fans anymore, according to your kid. Like, that's what I've seen. Maybe I've missed worse stuff. If there's worse stuff, duh.
Yeah.
Obviously, people shouldn't be doing that. But when I say he brought this on himself, him turning his back on Boston, the video of him saying, F Boston.
Yeah, you're the man.
Saying his whole family gave up being Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
Claiming to be from downtown when he's from Walpole.
Yeah, I think so.
The made-up story about how the team in Braintree was like talking about his high school girlfriend.
He put him in their place.
Which is really just a sick brag about his high school girlfriend.
You
like,
should see her, though.
He did.
She's in Canada now.
She doesn't go here. She's
so hot.
She's not American. She is a super hot Canadian.
You know the lady that Bob Ryan responded to? It's her daughter.
But like, he's just a chronic liar. So when I say he did it to himself, any horrible messages to his family and even
knock
him,
it off.
That shouldn't be happening. But the blowback on like some of his lies, he did that to himself.
Yeah, no.
He said, Keith, I love the city of New York because there's no organization or fan base I'd rather be a part of.
Okay.
I feed off those high and demanding expectations. It's something I learned growing up around the Boston area. At least he's changed that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
He grew up around the
Some
Boston
honesty.
Area, not in downtown Boston. Yeah. Walpole is, we're even getting loose with the Boston area, but whatever, I'll take it.
I mean, many towns in New Hampshire are closer to Boston, but go ahead.
There's that blue-collar mentality back home, where success only comes through hard work and dedication.
No doubt.
That's the Boston mindset. Boston area mindset.
Right.
Growing up in a proud city surrounded by championships. Again, he's back to in the city.
I don't even know if it's a city.
I feel that same sense of pride here in New York and am eager to deliver the results for fans who put their faith in this team. Again, this is Yankee starter Cam Schlittler, who's had one good start in his life against the Red Sox in the playoffs.
I don't think this guy needs to say anything.
Anyone? Right. Well, that's the other thing.
What are you doing?
Why did he all of a sudden decide to do this? It's so far in the rearview mirror.
I don't know.
Anyways, he continues, anyone who knows me knows how highly I speak of Boston and how much I love the city.
First of all, we've read a lot of apologies over the years because there was a time where everybody was getting canceled for all these different reasons. I think one thing, if I was a PR person to stay away from, is the line, if people who know me.
If you know my character.
It's like you're talking to a lot of people who don't know you.
Right.
So, and you're not, and these people aren't speaking for you. You're speaking for yourself right
Anyone
now.
Anyone who knows me knows how highly I speak of Boston, how much I love the city.
There's if you a, know me.
There's a viral video of him saying F Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that. You don't care about that, but that just doesn't sound like you think highly of the city.
Yeah.
I knew how I'd be received starting that game, but I didn't expect people from the area where I grew up to attack my family. Again, I don't know.
Maybe
they
did.
He knows better than me. Maybe they are. That's not what I've seen on social, but maybe that's happening. If it is, it shouldn't be.
How could you be surprised by it?
Criticism is something I've always handled well.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that way.
No.
And that stuff doesn't bother me. Seems like it does.
Mm-hmm.
It just caught me off guard.
Sure.
I know I've been vocal since that start.
Yeah.
But I truly respect Boston and the organization. A rivalry is a rivalry. My loyalty is with New York for as long as I'm here. New York and Boston are both part of who I am, and I'm fortunate to continue growing as a player connected to two great cities.
Way too much. You did way too much. Nobody needs that.
He also apparently didn't screenshot it properly. I'm not aware of this.
Okay.
But I guess the little icon in the bottom right-hand corner is from ChatGPT.
That's what I've seen.
So he didn't even write it?
So he didn't even write it. He tossed it. He tossed it into AI.
A loser.
AI spit out this crummy response. Even nice. AI's like, dude, you're lying about being from Boston. You're
from
the Boston area.
Say area.
even ChatGPT is like, you liar. We're altering this for you.
Yeah.
But he apparently didn't screenshot it properly or copy and paste it. He just screenshotted it right from ChatGPT, and everybody could tell it was written in ChatGPT because of the little icon.
Stop talking about Boston, New York for a little bit. Maybe just live your life. I don't think you need to get into this anymore. Unnecessary. Yeah, and how long ago was this even?
I don't know.
Like weeks, it was a month ago.
What forced him to do this? I don't know. Is it the blowback from the recent F Boston video? Like, is it that?
Or maybe Lucy told him to do it after he was DMing her the whole time.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. So anyway, that's Cam Schlittler, local hero. Well, former local hero.
Yikes.
All of his family hates the Red Sox now, apparently, according to him.
They all turned.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the Celtics later on this hour. Billy Lanny with the latest in trending. And coming up next, we're all very excited. It is the Jackson 5 with Jackson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Next. It's time for...
Here's the youthful Jackson 5.
Well, how come it's a Jackson 5?
The Jackson 5.
Is there anybody named Jackson around? Jackson 5!
Gets in here with another life jet.
On Jones and Keith.
Excited for the Jackson 5, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Jackson is here. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning. I've never had anything sponsored. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, this is very exciting. Now, I've heard you do the Jackson 5 on Greg's show a few times. How many total times do you think you did the Jackson 5?
I think maybe three or four, but it never ended well.
No. No. Hot start.
Yes.
Sometimes a good middle.
You want to burn hot, though. I get that. You want to come
in three or four. Okay, so I think I've heard it each time you've done it.
Yeah,
so
inevitably, Greg would get angry at me towards the end of it each time because I somehow made it about myself. I don't know. I guess being in radio, you don't want to be about yourself.
Then you kind of do.
Okay. Yeah.
You like to hear yourself talk. That's kind of part of it.
Jackson 5. Five questions for myself, Keith, Billy, Nick, everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everyone can chime in.
Okay. And the only prompt we gave Jackson, because we like the Jackson 5 very much, we ran this past Greg, approval from Greg, and the only direction we gave Jackson was we're like, hey, the Patriots are playing the Bucks this weekend. Let's try, if you need a theme or an idea, maybe Florida, right?
Florida.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that got things germinating for sure.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Very good. That was the only direction we gave, so let's see where
Jones
this goes.
Jones was under the impression that it was trivia.
I thought we were getting trivia.
It is not trivia.
No, this is like an exploration of our lives.
Trivia.
Yes.
Personal trivia.
Yeah, good.
It's Jones and Keith, get under the blankets with Jones and Keith and have some pillow talk trivia. Right.
Well, we don't need 15 minutes for that.
No.
We could. The bit will be done in 30 seconds, but okay.
Okay, so when thinking of Florida...
Uh-huh.
And obviously the Bucs would take a Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest thing from Tampa, physically and literally at one point, was Bubba the Love Sponge, radio personality, right?
Yes.
He had a whole controversy where Hulk Hogan had relations with his wife, and there was a video and all that stuff.
Sure.
There was a lot of money exchanging hands after that
as
well.
Lots of shady stuff.
You watch that for work purposes or no?
Yeah, had to.
Yeah, well, that's part of our job.
I don't understand how it tied into Trump at the end, but that's beyond me. So it got me thinking.
Okay.
And again... I don't want to offend anybody, but it's the game, so you're going to go with the game. If you had to, which WWE wrestler or WWF from back in the day would you pick to have relations with your wife or your spouse?
With my wife or spouse?
Yeah, you have
which to. Which wrestler is going to have?
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley?
Rhea Ripley's my answer. I don't know. You might not know who that is. Give that a bing.
Let me give Rhea Ripley a bing. Let me do some Googling on Rhea Ripley.
My current wife or my ex-wife?
That's a good question. Your ex-wife probably already has, if we're being honest.
That was part of the problem.
I see Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, that'd be my answer.
And I didn't know if I should throw the fact that there'd be a video of this or not in the question.
Oh, just, do I get the money from Gawker
as well? That's a possibility. There's a lot of options, but you guys can answer it however you want.
Do you have an answer, Jones?
Yeah, I'm gonna go down the Keith road here. What about is it Lana? What was her name?
Lana.
Who's that?
Okay.
The wrestler.
Lana. There's Lita. Who are you looking for?
Lana.
Who's the one? Rusev's wife.
Who's the one from Florida State?
She was with Jen Sturger.
Dana Perry. I think her name is something like that.
Something Perry.
With Rusev's wife.
Yes.
That's Lana.
Yeah. Lana.
What about this one?
She's like an evil. She's like a
So you're going with Lana.
That's my pick.
I have an exact answer that I think is. It would both be entertaining and funny, and I wouldn't be threatened.
Who's that?
Goldust.
Goldust?
Goldust?
Yes.
Who's Goldust?
That's Dustin Rhodes.
Goldust.
Dustin Reynolds.
Goldberg?
No, not Goldberg.
That's not safe.
No, Goldberg would there'd be an injury there.
Goldust. Yeah. He's got like a two-faced thing going on.
What about Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man, because maybe money would fall out of his pants
or something. Cool.
You'd have some money on the floor when you get home.
I had a Ted DiBiase doll when I was a kid.
You did?
Well, I guess it's called an action figure, but yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's nice.
Gold dust. Okay.
Gold dust. Because he made really funny sounds when he was shadow boxing. Yeah. So it would be quite entertaining.
He kissed Ahmad Johnson on the mouth.
Yeah.
He did not like that.
No, he's not in the script. Gold dust was a very controversial character.
He was. He was ahead of his time in many ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have answers back there?
Bill?
I like Bailey.
Bailey.
Again, am I getting the $100 million Gawker deal out of this?
I think there's a chance.
I mean, there's always a chance.
Something like that happens. I don't see why not.
There's a chance that you just have to let a wrestler bang your wife and be sad for the rest of your life.
There is that.
All right.
All right.
Nick, I didn't hear you.
Well, so I'm there with my wife?
Yeah, your spouse.
I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, your
hypothetical. I was like, I would pick Lita almost immediately.
Yeah.
But I thought it was for me.
No.
No, not for you. Don't be selfish.
Don't be selfish.
So selfish.
Okay. All right. What else do we have?
Number two, Pitbull. We all know Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, Mr. 305.
Yes.
Who is Mr. 617?
Oh, who is Mr. 617? Great question.
Greg Hill.
Greg Hill is
Greg Hill's
good
not bad.
I could see a headline on Man Magazine saying, you know, Mr. 617 next to his head.
I mean, Mr. 617?
Portnoy?
Ooh.
He's Mr. Nantucket, kind of.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And he's like, yeah, he's living not
Ben
here.
Affleck.
Oh, Affleck's a good one.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
I mean, Damon's pretty good, too.
Damon and Affleck.
And then, so
Drake
I was thinking.
Drake May. Cam Schlittler is famously from downtown Boston.
There
you go,
though. He doesn't even have a 617.
No, that's a good point.
So here's where this gets fun. If it's Drake May, he's what, 781, 508?
Yeah, that would
area?
Not be. Yeah, would not so be
good point. I don't know where the man lives, is a good point, but does he even have a 617?
Wiggy?
I should know. Are you still a 603?
Oh, yeah.
I just have you on my phone.
Yeah, I've had the same phone forever.
You're a 603.
Yeah.
I'm a 617.
Wow.
I famously didn't get a...
What's the Vermont one up there?
802, of course.
They probably only have one.
I famously didn't have a cell phone until I moved to Boston.
Okay.
Sick brag, bro.
My whole freshman year at Northeastern, I did not have a
no
cell phone.
No phone? You were off the grid.
I was like blown away that everybody had a cell phone when I came to Boston.
But those
people are like, what's your number? I'm like, my room number?
Yeah.
It's like, no, your cell phone number.
Smoke signals to talk to people.
You're like, let me get back to you.
That's why I have a 617 area code on my cell phone, not 802.
Nice Boston phone.
Yeah, that's why. Yes. But it's not me.
No.
Okay, so Tom Brady, we all know he cloned his dog famously, no?
He did.
If there were one person from history that you could clone,
mm-hmm.
but the caveat is that they have to spend the rest of your days with you every day.
Okay, so I'm hanging out with them?
Hanging out with them every day.
Okay, so I bring back a clone, but I'm hanging out with them. Who would it be?
Who would it be? In history, and so I was thinking that, you know, they can be a real person, and then we can get real fun with movie characters.
Okay.
Goldust.
I was going to say Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley. These are all the same answers.
Anyone I could clone, but I have to live with them for the rest
Michael
of
B.
my
Jordan,
days.
Michael B. Jordan, because it'd be like a real-life Sinners. There's two Michael B. Jordan in Sinners.
Got
so then this way, you'd really have that. And then you just hang out
with
Michael
B. Jordan. Stack.
Yeah. And Haley Steinfeld.
So I just got clone the whole cast of Sinners.
All right, so one person to clone.
Yeah.
But then
they
live with you?
Yeah, they live with you. It's like, you know.
Joan Crawford.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Good jokes.
Academy Award winning. What do you mean good jokes?
I think of Joan Rivers. I'm sorry. Joan Crawford?
Who's Joan Crawford?
Joan Crawford's one of the greatest on-screen actresses of all time.
Who's the guy you brought up the other day, the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Oh, Lon Chaney Jr.
You wouldn't bring him back?
No, he's doing fine.
He was the werewolf.
Yeah, he's doing plays in the sky. But I would bring back Joan Crawford, I think.
Okay.
She had a feud with Bette Davis. They hated each other.
Yes, they did.
Then they did a film together.
Yes.
Not
for fictional characters, I'd go, obviously, Jack Bauer.
Oh, you're bringing back Jack Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, the dude would
I didn't make it all the way to the end of 24. Did he die?
That's
spoiler
a good question.
Alert. I mean, but he might still be alive.
No, the last couple of hours of that day got, you know, bad.
They took
show.
Him out?
What about Omar from The Wire?
I didn't make it
bring
till the
back.
End. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring him back.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano.
Who is that now?
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
Oh, I would love to hang out with Tony Soprano.
Well, you know, we don't necessarily know what happened there.
I just had to clone him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He could be dead.
True.
That's a good point.
That's true.
So you said Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
What about like a Marilyn Monroe?
That's not bad. If that's your cup of tea.
Do you want to hang out with her every day? I feel like she'd be a little bit exhausting.
Yeah, and bring a lot of attention your way, too.
Yeah, I don't need There'd that.
Be Although then, like, I think about like Dimebag Darrell, but he would prank the hell out of you every day.
That's true. You don't want to bring back Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah, who could I bring back to play music for me? But then I got to listen to them like on their guitar, just like playing away.
Yeah,
at
like
some point, I'm sick of
that. All of 311? Do you that's want all of 311?
I think they're still
with
us.
The whole band?
I think.
You can still clone them.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Part of history.
Yeah, so then they can live their lives somewhere else, but then you have your own
this
personal
is a good point.
311.
I'm too hung up on the dead portion. That's true.
It can be a real person or a live person, I mean, and just have them at your house.
What about we make some use out of Ted Williams' head and we bring him back?
Oh, yeah. What's the update on that? With all this cloning and AI, is Ted Williams alive?
I feel like he'd be really grumpy after that, though. Like, he was grumpy as it was.
Red Sox need a hitting coach.
He's like, no one's hit 400 since me. He's like, the game hasn't evolved at all.
Maybe Ted Williams, actually.
Ted Williams, he'd be pissed.
Yeah, he wouldn't love, I think, most of what's going
on
these days.
So mad.
No, I don't think he would. What else you got?
He would be very angry. So, Florida Man headlines. We all know Florida Man headlines.
For sure.
It's half a Kiefer Madness.
Who, and I have a definitive answer, who at this station would most likely star in a Florida Man headline?
Okay. Excluding present company?
You. Well, no, because I am the... I mean, I would have to be
Jackson.
Number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Florida Man.
I've been... There's been a lot of weird stuff happening to me lately. I can definitely see myself in a headline.
Okay. Florida Man.
Who's getting caught up in a Florida Man situation? Wiggy?
Dan Ball?
Mingles?
Oh, Mingles.
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 Dan Ball just raging?
Dan Ball. Could be Dan Ball.
Maybe Terp.
Yeah.
I feel like Terp is low grade, like, or, you know, under the radar.
Low grade?
No, not low grade. Under the radar, like,
Sneaky? Turf's kind of down here.
Sneaky, freakish, maybe?
Well, oh, you think sneaky turf freak?
I think there's a freak flag.
All business turf in the streets.
Oh, a Blanch in the sheets.
I mean, he's got some hate in his heart, dude. The guy.
Hate in his heart?
Whenever Brian walks by him, he'll be like in the middle of a conversation laughing, and they go, die.
Yeah, he does not like
that.
Well,
there is a lot of that. There's hate in his black heart. That's true.
So, Terp, sneaky freak.
Yeah.
Wow. Pure hoops, not so much.
If you're listening
not
to ladies,
so pure
don't let him loose on a cruise.
I mean, I feel
that is true. We have heard stories about that.
Oh, man. I didn't realize that.
Wow.
I wouldn't have picked him.
So, I was going to say
Joe Braverman.
I was going to say Wiggy eats like the wrong edible, and next thing you know, he's
trying to warn us all about the edible.
He has. I heard him saying this morning he went to the wrong airport or something like that when they were in Texas, or he got lost in the airport, something like that.
It could be Shime at like a furry convention.
Oh,
furry convention Shime.
Great
there
one.
Is. Furry conventions go south. Next thing you know,
one thing leads to another.
Massachusetts man. Irate over furry convention.
Okay. Mishap. Pretty good. Ooh, someone on the text line says they'd clone Keith's ex-wife. That would be good.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I hope you like lawyers there, pal.
Rodney Dangerfield. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so my last one is, I guess it's kind of the same question. It's a little bit of another caveat. I've said that word three times.
Another today. Person.
That was actually the word of the day.
Glad you're here. Is it another person having sex with our wives? What is it?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we can open that up, too. But no, who on the Patriots would most likely be a Florida Man headline?
Who on the Patriots would most likely be a Florida Man headline?
I mean, we all know Chandler Jones back in the day. But
he was.
Current day Patriots.
Yeah, I saw Diggs on the party boat. Like, I'm not ruling that out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Diggs party boat. Maybe it's somebody like Will Campbell, just because it's like Louisiana Man. We've seen some of those stories, which are strange. Like wrestling a crocodile at like a Publix. You know, like I could see him being helping people, like protecting people. It'll be like, giant alligator shows up. Thankfully, offensive lineman Will Campbell's there to save the day. Because not all Florida Man headlines are negative. Some of them are.
Yeah,
some it's just a mishap.
It's just strange.
Yeah, you're just wrong place, wrong time.
100%.
That's all. Like Barmore.
Sure.
Barmore is wrong place, wrong time, right?
Barmore might be the guy.
Might be one. Maybe Barmore.
Yeah.
That's not a bad answer.
It's not a bad answer. Maybe we should ask the milkman today.
Tomorrow.
Hey, milkman. Sorry, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Milkman. Maybe it feels like a Friday right now. Hey, milkman.
Who would show up on a Florida Man headline with milkman?
I do that. I have Florida Energy. I mean, Florida. Friday Energy.
I like it. Jackson 5. Five tremendous questions from Jackson. What'd you say again? Getting under the sheets a little bit with Jones and Keefe?
I don't know. I just talk and don't think sometimes.
Get under the sheets with Jones and Keefe.
It's the longest I've been it's the longest I've been under the sheets. So Jackson 5. Jackson, good stuff. We appreciate it. We'll do this again sometime in the near future. Let's get to the Celtics.
Right.
Their win last night coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Next. Mr. 305.
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, no doubt.
Pitbull, who would be Mr. 617? Just one of the questions we dealt with during Jackson 5 from Jackson. Good stuff there.
Yes.
If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. A lot of responses on the text line.
Yep.
For a variety of questions. Which Patriot would be a Florida man? Mac Hollins, maybe.
Good one.
Was suggested often.
Barefoot. Barefoot man. Arrested.
Right. Just gives it away real quick. So you guys can discuss, again, at 617-779-7937. We'll go on the clock. At high noon, as we do every Thursday, there was a cloning question in the Jackson 5. Keith is going to make his case against the clones.
Yeah, I'm anti-clones.
I'm going to make my case for.
You are pro clones.
Pro. Wow. I stand with Tom Brady, Keith.
Wow.
I don't know when that's ever let anyone down. We'll get to that at high noon. Meanwhile, real quick, before we get into the Celtics, we told you yesterday that Bill Belichick advanced in the selection process for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
This just came out. Robert Kraft as well
has
advanced.
Could be a head-to-head showdown?
Could be. He is one of 9 semifinalists in the contributor category, which is the same point in the selection process he got to last year, where, of course, Keith, Ralph Hay, remember him famously?
You had to put Ralph Hay in.
He owned the Canton Bulldogs from 1918 to 1922.
They were good, though.
It's a good run.
They were good.
A good five-year run when he owned them.
Well, that's why the Pro Football Hall of Fame is there.
He was selected. Let's see. Other semifinalists. Let's see. Was this last year or is this year what I'm reading from? Anyway, Kraft has made it to the next round, bottom line, along with Bill Belichick.
They could only be squaring off for,
I think the way it works is they keep advancing on these committees, and then it comes down to like a contributor or a coach in addition to the players.
Got it.
It'll likely, I don't think it's definitely, but it will likely, according to Breer, we played this for you a week or so ago, it will likely come down to one spot that they're duking it out for, and they're both advancing head-to-head on a collision course to get into the Hall of Fame.
It feels like, I mean, Belichick clearly has the better chance because he hasn't been on this list before and passed over. Like, Robert Kraft's been passed over many, many times, including by
Ralph Hay.
So if it's Robert Kraft versus Bill Belichick, I feel like Bill Belichick has a better case than Ralph Hay. So Kraft might not even make it out of this list of 9, whereas Belichick, we're looking at, like, Holmgren and Reeves and Schottenheimer. It's like, please.
Are you rooting for them both to advance so they go head-to-head?
Obviously.
Who should win?
Belichick.
So that's what I think. Yeah. As much crap as we give Bill.
They should both be in, but like if you're picking one or the other, it should be Bill.
Look, you're saying both should be in because other owners are already in the crash.
Right.
I mean, in a perfect world, owners shouldn't be in the Pro Football Hall.
No.
I don't think. Commissioners, owners, none of that.
No, it should be players and coaches.
Right. But all right, they're allowed in. So someday Kraft should get in, but who should get in first? Bill. It's not even close.
Right.
So I agree with that. That'll be interesting. And I do think Bill getting in would help Kraft long term.
Yeah, he hired a Hall of Fame coach.
I think that would help his cause. So that's some breaking news there-ish here on Jones and Keefe. You can discuss again at 617-779-7937. Celtics get a win last night, Keefe.
I almost picked the score.
Did
so
you?
Yesterday, we were just talking about like what they're going to do, and you were mentioning the spread. I'm like, is this going to be a game they just kind of open it up? I'm like, it'll be like 135-105 or something. 136-107.
Wow.
A little bit of a slow start.
Did you get the Pat score right a couple weeks
ago? I did. I forget which game it was. It might have been the Titans game. It was like the exact score. I should start betting that.
Yeah, maybe. You should.
Make a small fortune on the exact score.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this was one of those ones where slow start and you're like, oh, here we go again. But then they just kind of blew doors starting in the second quarter. And we can get to the Celtics in a second. My first thought is just, holy smokes, the Wizards are horrible.
They're real bad.
So that's why like when you talk about like tanking for a team like the Celtics, you have to also remember there are teams like the Wizards and the Nets and even the Pelicans that exist, and they are just so bad.
If you want the number one pick, you got to be worse than teams like that.
They're too bad.
I mean, they were worse than the Jazz the other night, which I didn't see coming, and the Jazz are also horrible.
They are, but like this is kind of next level. I mean, the corpse of CJ McCollum is not only still in the league, he starts for them.
He's looking doughy.
I mean,
he was looking a little.
He was never just like a In Shape magazine, but still, like he's still playing.
I know that was the first.
When did he get to Washington?
I have no idea. I was surprised.
I was like, oh my god, CJ McCollum.
I didn't see the game right from the start last night, but he checked in. I don't know, somewhere in the second quarter, and I was like, whoa. I had no idea he was there, and then I was like, whoa, he's looking doughy.
Yeah, no, the Wizards Pacers and Nets are all 1-7. The Nets just won last night, their first game of the season. They're also atrocious. The Mavericks and the Pelicans both have 2 wins. So, like, there is the, you know, I guess you could miss the playoffs, right? There's a scenario where they miss the playoffs, but they're not going to have one of the 5 worst records. There's no way.
No. Now, if you miss the playoffs and you're in the lottery, yeah, the ping pong balls could work out in your favor.
So
sure.
I'm still open for that argument. The, you know, would you rather have a 5% chance or, you know, you make the playoffs and you probably get waxed in the first round? Like, I guess that's a debate to be had. But, like, they cannot be the worst team in the league. The Wizards are a great example of, like, so, that's the worst team in the league.
I think it's a great point. Like, what's the point in tanking when there are teams like that out there that you know are worse than you?
Just ridiculous.
So, good point. As bad as the Wizards are and they're trash, I was never nervous in the game. The Celtics were down big early. I wasn't nervous, but it was crossing my mind, like, they're going to do this again.
It was
like
a little annoying. They did against the Jazz. It was like, really? Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I was nervous about it. They started running away in the second quarter. They wound up blowing them out, 136-107. Was there anything you found encouraging last night, independent of the Wizards?
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's going on about the lawnmower. Josh Minot had a really nice game, 21 points, 5 boards, kind of sticking in the starting lineup and giving Mazzulla reason to keep him playing, and he even knocked down a couple of threes.
Nice alley-oop right before halftime.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, effective player, very active. They took 10 fewer threes than the night before, the game before, and they made 5 more.
This is what I think is most encouraging. They only shot 41, I think, 16 out of 41.
Yep, that was it, 39%, which you'll take.
Yeah, but the number to me and the play style to me is a little more, because if you told me they scored 136, Keith, I'd be like, oh, wow, they probably hit 25 threes. Mm-hmm. They probably just had a night where they bombed away from three and took 50-plus threes, and they just made them all. That's really not what happened last night. And so hopefully you can look at that and say, they're adjusting a little bit. And I think there was some evidence of this. There were a couple of slip screens. Minot actually had one to the hoop. He missed the dunk or layup or whatever it was. But he was posted at the top of the key. And instead of just standing there, he actually cut to the basket and Pritchard hit him, or White. Somebody hit him rolling to the basket on a slip screen going to the hoop. And I'm like, okay, instead of just standing out there and launching threes. Now, maybe they could do that against the Wizards because the Wizards are asleep on defense.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a one-off. Like, I need to see more of it. But if you want me to latch on to something encouraging last night that hopefully is concrete. You can't play the Wizards every night. You're not going to play teams that are that trash every night. Maybe they'll shoot something more like 43s a night instead of 50. And maybe you can still score 136 like they did. And maybe that changes the way they play in the future. I doubt it.
No, probably not. They'll probably go right back to their old ways. But and Derek White, a player that, you know, we've all been getting on because he's had such a slow start to the year. He didn't take 12 threes. He took 5. You know, like, he kind of reeled it in. He was actually more of a – he had 8 assists in the game, so he was a little bit more of a playmaker. Couple of blocks, few steals, stocks, five stocks.
Yeah.
But that should be, like, his game.
That is
and
his game.
I wonder if he felt like, you know, I need to score more, and I wonder if that's why he's pressing more, or maybe that's why he's shooting way more from 3 or whatever. But there are nights where, you know, Simons – I mean, the game was a runaway by the end, but, like, Josh Minot had a big game. Kata had a double-double. Simons was hitting shots off the bench. Peyton Pritchard, who is off to a slow start, still is only 2 of 6 from 3, but, you know, he had 18 points, 5 assists. So, like, it was a pretty well-balanced game. Jaylen Brown, obviously, you know, 35 points, but everybody else pretty chipped in.
Well, Jaylen came out on fire last night, and they were down big.
Yeah.
Pritchard kind of took over for a stretch in the second quarter, and they started running away. So, anyway, takeaways on the Celtics last night. Their start to the year, could they actually be good? They can't tank with teams like Washington being that bad, so what should they do? Again, it's 617-779-7937. We have a Key for Madness for you less than 1 hour from now, most Thursdays. At 12:45, so stay tuned for it. And on the way next, we'll get back to the Patriots. Mike Vrabel, annoyed, feisty, frustrated, perhaps at himself, and their approach at the trade deadline. We'll explain, and we'll go on the clock every Thursday at high noon, 60 seconds each on something. Keith is going to make the case against cloning. I'm going to make the case for. Tom Brady, of course, sparked this earlier in the week with his dog getting cloned.
Cloned his dog.
Claiming. That they cloned his dog.
Even a stranger thing to claim.
I'm not sure that science
backs
weirder, him up on
that. Saying your dog's cloned or actually cloning your dog?
We'll go on the clock and make our cases coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.